We're headed to Australia for today's GeoQuiz. We're looking for a town and a language today. The town is the northernmost urban settlement on Australia's east coast. It's named after British explorer James Cook. There are two languages spoken in the vicinity. One is English and the other is, well, that's for you to figure out. Here's a hint. It's the language that gave us the word kangaroo. But don't take too long. The answer's coming up in just a few seconds. Okay, time's up. For the answer to the quiz, we turn to Peter Austin. He is director of the Endangered Language Program at the University of London. Remember, we were looking for a town and a language. First, the language.
It's called Gugu Yimidir, and it's spoken, there are about 200 people who speak it today. It's spoken around the town of Cooktown in northern Queensland.
Cooktown, that's the town, and Gugu Yimidir, the language. Those are the answers to the quiz. Now, it's true many of the world's more than 6,000 languages are vanishing fast, but Peter Austin says there are success stories, too, where languages have been revitalized in places like Wales and Hawaii and New Zealand, home to tens of thousands of Maori speakers.
In the Maori case, they established what they called kohangareo, which literally means language nests. And these were preschools that were set up in which children were looked after in a daycare situation by adults, usually the grandparent generation, who were charged with only speaking Maori to the children.
If you want to hear the full interview with Peter Austin, check out our podcast on language and languages. The podcast is called The World in Words. There's a new edition every week. And you can find it by going to theworld.org/language.